Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, expect hog contracts to open moderately higher this morning, supported by residual buying interest and the premium status of the cash index. On the other hand, look for cattle futures to begin with mixed prices as traders position ahead of the development of cash news. Now, essentially delayed until the last minute today, cattle buyers and sellers will need to find a way to generate at least moderate trade volume between now and the end of the session. Packers should start out with bids around 103 to 104 in our part of the country, and look at 160 to 162 in the north, with asking prices really not far off, 105 to 106 in the south, 165 and higher in the north. Live and feeder staged to open a mixed basis today, thanks to a cautious combination of short covering and profit taking. Now, on the hog side, the country hog receipts have been swelling over the last few days, allowing packers to step into the cash trade with lower bids, so look for another round of defensive spending on Friday. It appears that most processors have short-term slaughter needs pretty well covered. On the grains, the soybeans set a new two-month high yesterday following bullish export news that included two big daily export sales and higher sales in a weekly export report. Also, a higher soybean meal and delays in Canada's canola harvest were very supportive. Now, wheat markets were unchanged to a little bit higher yesterday, helped by the better-than-expected weekly export sales. And by ideas, prices may be competitive, particularly with the world prices appearing to be on the rise. The weekly sales of 23.7 million bushels were up 26% from a week ago, with most of that going to regular customers in Asia and Latin America. Corn finished about 3 cents higher yesterday and at a one-week high in moderate trading, with December holding above chart resistance at the 100-day average, which was near $3.58. And for soybeans, exports continue to support with another sale to China, plus the sale to unknown destinations. Fund buying appears to be in play, probably adding to their net long positions. Now, we're going to check our futures when we come back in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, December live cattle was up 75 cents, 105.15. February was up 40 cents at 105.55. November feeder cattle down 5 cents, 123.87. January was up 17 cents at 118.52. December hogs up 117, 45.37. February was up 120 at 52.32. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December unchanged at 4.17. March was up a quarter penny, 4.35. Chicago wheat, December up 3 cents, 4.14.5. March up 1.5 at 4.33.5. December corn up 3.5, 3.57.5. March was up 3 cents at 3.66.25. November soybeans up 4.25 cents at 10.14.25. And the January was up 4 cents at 10.25. December cotton down 21, 69.55. March down 21, 70.07. December crude oil down 42, 49.30. January down 40, 49.94. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.